This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We now know more about the rumored Samsung smartwatch that the tech giant is expected to reveal in the next few hours. Artist renderings have apparently leaked online along with other information. The news suggests watches that pull data from the phone in your pocket or your purse to your wrist is the next big frontier in gadgets. But will consumers buy in? And can a company like Samsung convince them to? Ross Miller is senior editor at website The Verge. Hi, Ross.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell me, Samsung is now confirmed to be revealing a smartwatch. What do we know about it?
We heard last week an executive confirmed to the Korea Times that indeed they would be announcing a so-called Galaxy Gear smartwatch. Galaxy, of course, being Samsung's mobile brand. We have seen through leaks that it's very likely going to be a retail device. We've seen software and manuals that suggest that it will be pairing to an Android smartphone. It will not work on its own. The watch and phone will work together.
What can we assume about a company of this size getting into the smartwatch business and how they're going to try and scale up a piece of wearable tech like this?
To be clear, we have seen many companies enter the smartwatch industry, and everyone has been talking about it lately. Obviously, Sony today announced its second-generation smartwatch, which is a bit pricey.
Just ahead of the Samsung event, right?
Just ahead of the Samsung event, of course. That's how they always do it. But Samsung is the biggest company outside of maybe a Google or an Apple to really enter the field. And if it is a retail device, then this will be indeed a watershed moment whereby next year, I think, will be nothing but wearables coming out and being discussed.
So this is an interesting year because the phone market seems to be reaching a kind of a plateau, at least here in the U.S. Companies are looking forward into the possibilities of all different kinds of wearable tech. And so far this year, there seems to be two separate conversations. One is smartwatch. The other is Google Glass. How are these two pieces of wearable tech shaping up to face off?
I mean, a lot of people are hitting that plateau, as you put it. But the wearable technology is kind of a Wild West field. People don't know what it looks like, what it should do. People don't want to pull out their phone to see why it's buzzing. They want to look at their wrist, or they want to look right ahead. And the idea of Google Glass is that you never have to pull out anything or do anything but just look up and to the right. But it is an invasive thing because it's always looking at you. Wearable wrist technology seems to be this kind of old habit. People always check their wrist for the time, even when they don't have a watch. It's less intrusive. It's glanceable. And I think that's where we're seeing this go.
Ross Miller is senior editor at The Verge, talking about today's announcement by Samsung of a new smartwatch into the field. Ross, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.